Greeting, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. Our word for this morning is faith. So what is faith? Okay, just a quick definition here of faith. Belief, the assent of mind to the truth of what is declared by another, resting on his authority and veracity, without other evidence, the judgment that what another states or testifies is the truth. I have strong faith or no faith in a testimony by a witness or in what a historian narrates. So here's what the description it gives is something that we believe that has been declared by another, somebody that says something, and because of his authority and because of his integrity or whatever, we believe what he says. Then the second one is that the assent of the mind to the truth of a proposition advanced by another, belief or probable evidence of any kind. Again, talking about something that's been, that we believe that somebody else has said. In theology, the assent of the mind or understanding to the truth of God, of what God has revealed, simple belief of the scriptures, of the being and perfection of God, and of the existence, character, and doctrines of Christ found on the testimony, founded on the testimony of the sacred writers, is called historical or speculative faith. A faith little distinguished from the belief of the existence and achievements of Alexander or Caesar, which basically saying that we believe the testimony of Christ in the scripture because we believe that the writers were trustworthy. And then evangelical justifying or saving faith is the assent of mind to the truth of divine revelation on the authority of God's testimony, accompanied with cordial assent of the will or approbation of the heart, an entire confidence or trust in God's character and declarations, and the character and the doctrines of Christ, when an unreserved surrender of the will to his guidance, dependence on his merits for salvation. In other words, that firm belief of God's testimony and the truth of the gospel which influences the will and leads to an entire reliance on Christ for salvation. So the interesting thing about faith is that the word faith actually only appears in the Old Testament twice. But when we come to the New Testament, it's actually 247 times total, and only two of those are in the Old Testament. And one of those is in Deuteronomy. And he said, I will hide my face from them, Deuteronomy chapter 32:20, and I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Then Habakkuk 2, verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. So that's the two places where it appears in the Old Testament. Faith, without faith, the faith of the gospel is that emotion of the mind which is called trust or confidence exercised towards the moral character of God and particularly of the Savior. Faith is an affectionate, practical confidence in the testimony of God. Faith is a firm, cordial belief in the veracity of God in all the declarations of his word, or a full and affectionate confidence in the certainty of those things which God has declared, and because he has declared them. So again, our faith in God rests in his trustworthiness and the truth of his word, because we believe that he is trustworthy, and thus we read his word and we believe it to be true. It also says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that, or we walk by faith, not by sight. And faith is something that we don't see. It's something that we might not have natural evidence for, but because of what somebody has said, because of what God has said about himself, we believe. And, of course, that faith is also verified in our lives as we believe and we walk with God and we begin to see the truth of it and how it actually God is actually faithful and can be trusted. So let's go to a few places in Scripture. Hebrews 11, verse 1, gives a little description of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Something, it's a substance, or it's about something that we hope for, of which the evidence of it cannot be seen. We don't have evidence that, let's say, for instance, that Jesus Christ came and died for our sin. We don't have natural evidence. We can't go to, though there might be some, you know, if you would, depending on what you're looking for, but you can't go somewhere and see this. You can't, we weren't there. We didn't see it happen. We didn't see him rise from the dead. But because God says it, we believe it. And we have faith, and also because of faith in our own hearts and how it has changed our lives, that faith has been verified in our own experience. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Again, it's that belief in God, believing first of all that he exists, that he is, and also second of all that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Romans 1 verse 17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." Or, sorry, I kind of skipped over there. That's Romans 3, verse 28. "Therefore, we conclude that man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." Romans 4, verse 5. "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for an helmet the hope of salvation." There it talks about faith as a breastplate of faith, something that protects us, something that's like a shield. James 2, verse 17 and 18. "Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works." So here, basically what he's indicating here is that if we have true faith, if we really believe in something, it will change. We will respond to that. It will affect our lives. If we truly believe that he is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him, it will definitely affect our lives. It will also, you know, if we have, thinking of, we could go to Hebrews 11 as well, where it talks about how those who went before us, talking about by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned, and you go all down through the line and what all the people have done by faith. There, it's very evident there, because they believed God, because they believed the testimony of God, it moved them to take action, whether it was to save his household or whether it was just in obedience to God. But anyway, it's very clear that faith that does not produce any evidence on the outside is not true faith. And so that is true for us today as well. If your faith in God has not changed your life, I must conclude that it's fake. There is no real faith there. Because what we believe, what we truly believe, will most certainly change what we do. Jude verse 1, or chapter 1, of course, Jude verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So that's something we fight for. We contend for it. It's part of that is because it's something that's against our nature. It's something that's, you know, this living in this fallen world and this, you know, all the corruption around us and just the world in general being so opposed to this faith. And it's something that we really have to contend for, something that we have to fight for. And it doesn't necessarily come naturally that we just believe. It's something that we have to really, you know, you read the Word of God and but there's all this pressure all around you to not believe it. And so earnestly contend for the faith. Then in the Gospels, there's a couple examples there of faith. Two examples in particular of people who were not Jews that Jesus actually commended them for their faith. And the one was in Matthew 8, verse 5 to 10. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed him, he said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. So here, because he believed, that God, that Jesus came and was under the authority of God, he believed that Jesus could do what he said he could do, and he would just have to say a word and his son would be healed. So then in Matthew 15 verse 22 to 28, it says that talking about, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And now we have that same access through the same faith that this woman had. We also, at least most of us, are not Jews. We are not of that chosen people per se, but we can enter in by faith when we believe God and, you know, take a step in faith. God comes and meets us and meets our needs. So let us go forth in full assurance of faith, believing that God is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you.